Turning over to this side on the 23rd of March 1978 in the morning, trying to get your thoughts organised. First of all, look at the notes that you made on Putnam, on corrigibility of mathematics, on the 22nd of March 1978, and also the remarks in paper on by Dresden on fundamentality and complexity in the Mirror collection, 1973. Going back earlier on to, and remarks about Ramsey in Dummett, and tie those to the remarks about identity in Ian Hacking's remarks on Wiggins. That thesis, the question about rigid designation, Dummett's remarks about causal theory of names, rather, and the kind of conceptual change that can occur, significance of those debates for our analysis of the kind of conceptual change, the most fundamental kind of conceptual change that could in principle occur in science. See Hogg's remarks in the paper on global theories, and discuss, and also remarks in the so the Quine article on algebraic logic, and general remarks that you made about qualitative characterization of the kinds of mathematical structures involved, the kind of structure involved in the mathematics is somehow reflecting, somehow being transposition of the principle. Yes, it was a of metaphysical notions. Reflecting the most fundamental notions involved in the conceptual descriptive structure of the theory, and that being something which firstly stands in one of two opposed traditions, and secondly something which is itself subject to change and re-evaluation. You're arguing that Hogg has got it slightly wrong about the kind of change and re-evaluation to which it's subject, particularly the idea of the tied up with this, that the qualitative characterization of the kind of structure in mathematics itself, it's business about alternative primitive conceptual bases that is touched on in the Castongue, is somehow a reflection of that we can, as we discuss the kind of structure with which we deal in mathematics. It was a reflection also when we remark about the distinction, the apparent distinction between the ontology of the mathematical theory, ontology of mathematical theories, and the ontology of the physical world, the business about the possible alternative principle of intelligibility of the, because the kind of presuppositions with which we deal in logic have not been sufficiently analysed, not subject to sufficient conceptual clarification, there is precisely this danger, this tendency, which crops up from time to time to confuse the, which we're arguing against here, to confuse the, I would actually argue that the kind of structure with which we deal in the, this notion of kind of structure with which the mathematical formalism, particular theory is concerned, or a kind of structure which is pivotal for the mathematical formalism of a particular theory, and qualitative characterization of that, and the way that it allegedly reflects the conceptual structure of the descriptive language, and the qualitative characterization of the structures with which mathematics, with which the mathematical theory itself deals as the reflecting this principle of abstraction in the old sense, criticised by Mabry, the idea of mathematics as dealing with, mathematical structures itself dealing with abstraction, with abstractions, with the most general abstract possible form of kind of structures that we're going to encounter in the physical world, this naturalistic and abstraction theoretic view of mathematical knowledge. And that, of course, is one which will not stand up, but the particular way in which, although it's argued that there is a kind of conceptualization involved in mathematical inferences, the mathematical form of the expression of any physical law of the kind that Siegel touches on when he's talking about non-locality, kind of qualitative characterization, for instance, of set theory as dealing with constant structures, as in some sense dealing with constant structures, and as in some sense less general than the more general, more fundamental, more general mathematical theory, which would form the basis for the study of structure of a particular kind, which for which we can provide qualitative characterization, which is linked with susceptibilities as to what is the fundamental conception of order, that the idea that the former kind of structure reflects in some way, in some degree, reflects a commitment to a particular conceptualization, form of conceptualization of the objects with which theory deals. The most general remarks, such as Putnam's about the most general abstract possible kind of structure, abstract possible, the most general fundamental. Excuse me. That's certainly an idea that one could come across in that one could derive from reading Mabry's remarks about fundamental notions and of set theory and notion of collection and extension. It's essentially a sort of static conception is associated with metaphysical conception of individuality, which stands in one particular tradition. Now to see Hooker, and which in the light of particular ontological hypotheses, metaphysical theses concerning the non-atomism, versions of non-atomism, particularly various versions of monism, which emphasize the conceptual significance of, for instance, of non-linear structure as basis for our understanding of the world, and, for instance, global, the idea of global as against local structure, the idea of global topology of time, for instance, as a thesis concerning global, relation of global and local structure, seemed raised as actually demanding revision of the kind of mathematical formalism that is involved in the theory. That idea, which so I see also in Berm, his remarks about the relationship of mathematical formalism and physical description, and the conceptual fundamental conceptual presuppositions of physical description, and the idea also found in the quantum additions that syntax, that logical laws themselves should as it would be sensitive to. Well, in their case, it appears very ironically enough, a purely semantical thesis concerning the syntax of language should be sensitive to a purely semantical thesis concerning physical descriptive, concerning not even physical descriptive language in the sense of the it's purely operationalist content, the content, the meaning of the connectors to be adapted to the particular conceptualization of the relationship between the experimental observations and operational, purely operational, and very, very narrowly empirical view of the significance, very, very narrowly operationalist view of the significance of the theory. Nothing, in fact, to do with the The interpretation of the mathematical formalism of the theory is related to a conceptual the broad, most fundamental set of fundamental notions of conceptual descriptive language, and as those reflect our the principle of intelligibility of our ontology, and for instance, the most fundamental conception of order is tied up with notions of locality. And as against non-locality, see Berm's remarks about non-locality. See also Memory's remarks about fundamental notions. And the idea of set theory, for instance, the Cantorian set theory, as reflection, certainly the motivation reflection of the metaphysical conception of individuality, which accompanies one particular kind of notion of order, and which in Berm's view is related to mathematical formalism. Vince's remarks about Cartesian axes and so on, compare that with the very notion of Cartesian product itself, and how it's dealt with in quantum set theory. It's usually dealt with, as it were, by probabilistic methods, but the probabilistic methods themselves, well, we talk about non-Boolean probability structures, or non-Boolean possibility structures, which appear themselves to be hybrid notions. From the point of view that wants to make, now from the point of view that wants to make imaginative, intuitive grasp of the distinction between the kinds of the vision of what there is in the world, vision of what kinds of things that there are in the world. Wheeler's references, for instance, to Einstein's vision and his persistent use of the term geometrical, and of pre-geometry also, which in discussion of the sort of resolution of particles out of geometry, and his discussion, this idea of monistic conception, radically monistic ontology, also question of time, how the global as far as the dynamics are concerned, the principle sort of contradiction emerges in the conceptualization of the dynamics at the level of abstraction discussed in Mabry. Spatial intuition, as it were. Spatial intuition in the in the conceptualization of the dynamics. Certainly, we persistently in making the transfer remark of Gray's about the dynamical, about the distinction between the background against which the dynamical, against which the movement of the body takes place, and the body itself, comparison there of the intuitive picture of the ripple on the pond, and of the successive the trajectory of a massive particle, sort of particle in the billiard ball conception of particle in the intuitive picture of the ontology of classical particle mechanics. Now, the point that you wanted to make is that insofar as the as far as the conceptual structure of the descriptive language demands for demands for conception of the dynamical evolution, the fundamental dynamical dynamical evolution of the system under consideration, sort of intuitive background space, and against which, as it were, the dynamical evolution is occurring. It is ridiculous, and it is sort of pre-scientific, unscientific, to demand of the mathematical formalisms of either GMD or QGMD that it should tell us, as it were, which of these two pictures, the backgrounds, the two kinds being discussed in Graves, as between is the correct one, and that we should base our Because it was the belief that one of these, the monistic kind, the kind that is accompanied by typical analogical, crucial analogical role of concepts of wave motion and so on, and fluid analogies from fluid dynamics in the ontology, the mental, and in particularly as regards the idea of the curvatures as in some sense extending to all points of space-time. Well, if they extend to all points of space-time in a way which tendency to think of them as extending to all points of space-time in a way which reflects the global structure of space and time. Let us say that the local, the motion of the dynamics, that the rather dynamical evolution of the system locally is determined by, is a word, involves the relevation of that particular system in a way which and this is certainly Berm's view, the significance of the certain of the quantum mechanical, distinctively quantum mechanical descriptive concepts and which are sharp in the mathematical formalism, which is in the form of the canonical computation relations. He wants to do away with by his notion of the quantum potential. It's reflecting a completely monistic ontology, a commitment to a completely monistic ontology, in the light of which we have to elaborate. The point that QGMD, dynamics of GMD and of QGMD equally well captured by set theoretical reformulations which rely entirely on, we should not think in terms of the fundamental notions of set theory in the sense of Mabry is already committing us to a particular view of the nature of collections in extension. We tend inevitably to think when we hear phrase like that of Cantor's about discriminable object of our intuitional thought of in terms of the metaphysical conception of individuality, which was discussed in Hogger, which tends to block the relationship between the values of the, for instance, curvature tensor at point in different points in space-time as expressible in purely set theoretic in a purely set theoretic reconstruction of the formalism of the of GMD in terms of the properties of particular regions, collections of those points, which was a way well defined set theoretically. The global, as the way in which the global structure of space-time is connected with the local structure, and the idea of this is involving a transition, transcendence of the scope of existing set theoretical foundations, the sort of considerations which it introduces, which do demand a new kind of mathematization, quite different kind of mathematical language, one which would indicate, for instance, which were non-linear structures, more basic and fundamental than linear ones. The linear ones, in some sense, derive these sucks, the metaphysical vision behind this. Try and carry it through, see the various ways in which it has been hinted at, pointed to, and even preliminary attempts to carry it through, which completely incoherent, but see some notions such as that as perhaps underlying the opposition of constant and structure and the variation in structure of the, for instance, locally completely as well globally determined variation in structure, the sort of a very radically monistic view that is apparently implicit in the view of the ontology of GMD and GMD, rather QGMD. Well, and the idea of quantum mechanical formalism is, in some sense, an incomplete theory, not complete in its domain, whatever that means. It's demanding for its further development non-linear. Intrinsically non-linear ideas of non-linearity, which connected with the relationship of global and local structure in such a way that the state, the relationship between states of affairs as it shows up in is particularly regarded as the subject matter of traditional Boolean logic. The view of that as expressive of a Boolean structure of propositional algebra is expressing, reflecting commitment to a particular view of the relationship between states of affairs, which is where certainly accompanied by the idea that we could, the notion of university, the university of the existential quantifier. See remarks that Smell makes about the tenselessness and sound of the existential quantifier. The idea of the sort of tenselessness of the subject matter of mathematics, compare rather the notion of relevation of structure in perm that seems to be at stake here. We really do develop, if in the sense that is apparently hinted at in these that Wheeler makes of the remark, the relationship between the points of the space-time in pre-geometry is very different from that envisaged by the axioms of differential geometry, that the whole notion of connectivity, the very notion of connectivity itself, goes by the board and with it. Some locally defined connectivity and change the set theoretical basis for the description of change in topology rather than the set theory itself, insofar as its fundamental notions, on which it relies, reflect functional correspondence itself. The notion of functional correspondence itself is kind of discussed by Scott. Very notion of functional correspondence, which we have as part of our logic, but it's the most fundamental part of our logic. Itself subject to modification or seen as it were a reflection of and Cartesian product structure of, as and the relationship between the Cartesian product structure and how that reflects commitment to the ways in which we form conceptions of domains is a discussion in Dummett C and the domains in the sense required for set theory. Set theory and our existing the basis for existing logic, C. Mabry, is making set theory fundamental, and then attempting to carry through reconstruction of any of the mathematical forms, many of the constructions in orb, which, as it were, is honest to the role which is played by the perspective. The significance of the quantity in the mathematical formalism in terms of its significance of the quantity in the mathematical formalism in as it were, viewing it in the way that the heuristic structure accompanying the mathematical formalism suggests that it should be viewed if we are to see and seeing how it results in the assimilation of treatment of one kind of structure, system of quantities to that of another by, plenty of examples of the ways in which the treatment of one system of structure of one system of quantities in mathematical form is usually in the form of particular kinds of equations assimilated to that of another. Well, we can embed one system of equations in another, usual, but although it may be a heuristic utility, and certainly in the context of development of the of our theory of the properties of functions of a certain kind within the context of a particular mathematical theory in which we formalize the properties of functions of that kind, and the use to which they put, for instance, C, particularly sheaf theory and twisters, and even a sort of non-linear sheaf theory as perhaps required for the use of, for the development of a full in full generality, the notion of curve space, twist as the emancipation of one quantity in the mathematical forms of one particular complex, in fact, say complex functional expression. One, speaking in terms of the mathematical objects, language, one particular mathematical objects, rather in terms of the possible structure of language, one particular possible kind of structure, which is seen as defined, depending for its definition, is tied up. The definition is intimately tied up to, and the motivation for intimately tying it up in that way with one particular kind of structure. See the remarks in Penrose's paper on QG75 about the motivation for keeping the definition of twist as close to, so that the conformal structure emerges naturally. Compare the alternative ways that one might have set about it. In that way, one couldn't have recovered the conformal structure. See his remarks there. The conception, the broad conception of that is demanded, apparently the conceptual development that is demanded in some other, more fundamental, in terms of the conception that we form of the domain in the sense in which we can be said informally to form conception of the kind of structure with which we're dealing in the domain. The requirements that we form conception of the kind of structure with which we're dealing in the domain, the kind of requirements that we have if we want to make of the theory in which the structure of the objects, in this case other, is a way of possible mathematical structures. In terms of which we wish to define the structure of the domain against which the generalization of the structure of the particular possible kind of structure with which we're dealing in the first instance, and against, as it were, shoddiness in the domains of definition of functions in the course of the development of which we are utilizing the second more fundamental kind of structure. The kind of conception of the domain that we can form certainly is a sort of intentional component in that, particularly in the whole notion of quasi-translation, the way that we want it to go. And there are qualitative analogies involved there. But qualitative analogies, and the sort of qualitative description that we give, turns out to be only the idea of actually making the most fundamental notions of structure which we can carry out the kind of which we in terms of which we have to formulate our conception of the structure of the domain as making those sensitive to, responsible to the way in which the qualitative assessment of the kind of structure in question linked back to our pre-mathematical notions of abstraction notions, the idea of abstract form and so on as reflecting principal intelligibility of the ontology, as I say, within the mathematics itself, that is completely out, and just reject that. Incidentally, the sort of examples that you have in mind here, of course, were the generalization of twist, the notion of twist, so that we can deal with curved space, twisters, and full generality. Sheaf theory and the non-linear sheaf theory. The idea of completely non-linear sheaf theory is rather interesting because it does in fact raise this whole question in a very deep and fundamental way. Go back to what was being said about the way in which we perform a conception of domain in Dummett's claim that there is a particular ontological significance expression of a commitment to certainly a particular kind of ontological viewpoint, which is connected with our metaphysical conception of individuality. Metaphysical ideas about the notion of individuality of the kind that is subject to challenges, subject to criticism and revision. It's argued in the light of the two opposing ways in which the two opposing conceptual schemes are related. This is a discussion in Hooker, because the question of the one functional correspondence as being absolutely fundamental. Geach's remarks, and the remarks of also Matt substitution links against referential objectual construal of quantification. The where fluctuation of field intensities, the structure of the conception of the domain, in one sense, as absolutely continuous rather than as as continuous in the sense that even though the name, we wouldn't have enough names, in the one sense, as against discrete in the other. But you're concerned. So this is in the context of the discussion about the sort of the idea of fluctuation in field intensity from, and fundamentally some quality. Well, you see the remarks in Hooker about this affects the thesis. Of Geach, but that's just one kind of opposition between continuous and discrete. You're concerned more in the case of you're concerned more with a different kind of opposition between local, global, and local, not yet sufficiently explored. Also, putative, ostensible ontological significance, certainly as affecting assessment of where that metaphysical conception of individuality might be said, regarded as having showed up in the foundations of the set theory, the axiomatic formulation set theory employing, insofar as it reflects the some principles mathematicians do imply. See, as those in turn rely on a particular fundamental notion of functional correspondence, that is quite fundamental, the idea that it might even that have to be amended in the light of the relationship between the sort of conception that we formed of the domain in the purely the level of purely of the mathematics. I'm talking about nonlinear sheaf theories required for the formulation of a nonlinear sort of definition of twister, the sort of connection that one would have in the. And what you're saying, this is a note made a few moments later, is that we mustn't overestimate, we mustn't certainly assign significance independent of the most fundamental notions of the mathematics, in the sense that, of discussed in Mabry's paper on set theory, as it were, capable of affecting. The change in revision even of these, revision also in the light of the way that is thought of as reflecting the most general abstract kinds of possible structure we can encounter in the description of the world, the conceptions of order and so on, the idea of the mathematical formism as responsible to the ontology of these particular sort of principle appearance of ontology of the theory in this way, the idea that we should regard the sort of heuristic component in the role that it plays, the role that our perceptions of and the kind of structure with which we deal in the particular method domain of in the terms of which we're correlating the sort of treatment of the properties of the mathematical functions as formalized in one mathematical theory with some regard as a more general way of viewing those functions as formulated in some other theory, and the sort of conceptual sensitivities will certainly play a part here and see the illustrations of that in considerable detail in the Twister papers, and I'm sure you can find other examples elsewhere. And compare perhaps also Siegel's remarks about non-locality and so on. The idea that the actual the fundamental notion of functional correspondence which we have as part of our logic can itself be up for revision in the light of with preference for a particular ontological hypothesis, a particular vision of what there is in the world, the way in which logic and ontology are to be viewed as linked. which would make partial, as it were, in some sense, partial operations fundamental, and seek to define, was a totally defined, in some sense, totally defined operations, operations we regard as totally defined, argument value place as defined in some sense in terms of the space of allowed functions under composition, the space of allowed, the notion of allowed functions in the is connecting back with some conception that we can form of the domain in the sense that the properties of a particular system, particular quantity of mathematical formalism, of mathematical object of a particular kind in the mathematical objects picture, possible kind of structure, are to be viewed in the light of, is where they're being embedded in or the description of them as, what I say, description of them, a conception of functions of that kind as it was viewing them as an instance of some more complex kind of function in such a way that we are able to trace the way in which. As we use the one theory in which we view them in a different way as a basis for the generalization, modification of, well, certainly generalization of the initial theory. For instance, there are plenty of examples of that in the theory of Lie groups and see the relationship between Lie group theory and the so-called geometrical quantization. Plenty of examples of that. Example of the error into which we can fall in this respect is attempting to make the connection directly between the ontology and the mathematical structure that occurs in the mathematical formalism. Of course, is Hamilton's thrashing around when he was just discovering the quaternion, why it took him so long to get the quaternion algebra right, because of the natural feeling that commutativity, naturalism, commutativity, and his idea of space and time, let's say space and time, a particular abstraction, theoretic view of space and time, which he'd arrived. The idea of the structure of system quantities and mathematical formalism is reflecting a particular view of arrived at by abstraction. The sense, the notion of abstract form arrived at by reflection on the sort of principle of intelligibility, reflection on the ways in which these structures could be intelligibly viewed as going together, the way in which properties might be thought of as hanging together in the most general sense, alternative way in which they might be thought of as hanging together in the most general sense, suggested by the analogy of the relationship from local to global structure in the kind of phenomena where local in the world, where isolable physical systems, where local phenomena, local structure is inseparably connected with global. The particular sort of conception of internal morphology is determined by, it's not strictly separable from the description of internal morphology. The parameters in terms of which we attempt to describe internal morphology is totally dependent on the global structure of the way in which the, putatively, as in the context of some limited description, revelated in the sense permitted by the sort of idealizations which do actually operate in the language, the level of the language, conceptual, actually the sort of language of physical description, where the sort of conceptual presuppositions involved can be made quite explicit and confined to the. As it were, a sort of more or less common sense handling of the qualitative handling of the, in terms of the utility of one particular kind of description, or method of affecting the description. a prediction, which is always quite innocent of any more fundamental any claim about innocent connection with another level of inquiry, which wishes to know exactly what there, you know, what fundamentally there is in the world, in what sense the description of the phenomenon under consideration here can be affected in a way which doesn't involve having to quantify over the values of taken as values of variables, even courses of values of variables. In the sense of the of the values of functions relative to the parameters involved in the description of this phenomena, kind of phenomena. It doesn't matter whether this is a generosity class of phenomena, or that's pretty difficult technically to see how one could get away from generosity description in terms of generosity class of phenomena. The technical problems there are extremely formidable, and the way the catastrophe theory was introduced to resolve them. But then, so dog's breakfast made of it by attempting to derive some metaphysical significance from it in terms of its application the representative notions qualitatively. Characterized representative notions of category theory to considerations of the sort of relations between the kinds of considerations of qualitative relations between the kinds of structure occurring at the postulated of particular of. What I was going to say is that by drawing an analogy of the relation of local to global structure in that sense, and the qualitative perception that it is, if we view the intended interpretation of set theory in the light of the kind of abstract considerations of abstract form and so on, the kind of language suggested by Cantor, that it is, see how it's connected with physical conception of individuality, which, as it were, is a connected with conception of order, the kind of order which we deal with this in light of which we characterize what kinds of things there are in the world. Regards that kind of local connection as not of fundamental ontological significance, rather than the kind that does see it as fundamental ontological significance, that is to say, the language of monism interdependence, see how they are related, and particular must get right about this business of the significance of non-linear as against linear structure. See, and the remarks made in Wang and so on, will reject that particular approach that he and the other idealists take. Now, to go back, this is on the 23rd of March 1978, we wanted to go back to some of the remarks I want to make in your introduction. Some authors pose a particular point of view on the nature and origin of the problems of quantum theory, nature and origin of the problems of interpreting theories with conceptual and conceptually mathematically disparate structures, which, if it's adopted, leads us to view the fundamental unit of where significance, the sort of frame in which we're to view so-called fundamentally opposed conceptual and ontological schemes, and the perspective for the reconciliation, also further development of those, particularly further development of the plenum scheme, and its connection with where global and local structure of the kind that is discussed in some, touched on by Grays and others, particularly the notion of topology. The global topologies of time, as is raised, for instance, in Davies and elsewhere. such that the, again, looking at Hooker, the apparently conceptual, he's going to argue that conceptual basis of certain nations, e.g. Numerical nations, and a particular form of relationship between values and variables, thought of as varying over a question of, whole question of domains of variation, whether domains of variation of the substance values and variables and structure in the natural world can be completely represented, given a particular view of what there is in the world and how a particular perception of what there is in the world at a time is capable of development of the sort of principle of intelligibility with ontology that might in principle be involved, would suggest that the, for instance, the use of purely of classically quantified domains, the answer to this question should be provided entirely by the theory of sets in its present form. Mental notions on which it relies as expressing commitment to a particular form for the ontology in the sense of abstract form, the old-fashioned kind that is touched on in Mabry, that does actually express a commitment to one amongst a variety of ostensibly possible alternative fundamental principles of intelligibility in the ontology, some of which it's argued are incorporated in foreshadowed in certain kinds of structure that we encounter in negation which has already been begun by particular mathematical theories of physics. That actually shows up in the conception that we form of the domain of our